Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that looks computers' files unless a ransom is paid, spread further into a second day on Saturday. No word right now on who launched the plot. Varun Bhadar is chief executive of the cybersecurity firm RedLock.
They're going after organizations which are mission critical, where they really can't live without their data for too long. For instance, we've seen most of the UK healthcare system shut down because most of the hospitals under the National Health Service plans are completely shut down. They've lost access, and in fact, they're turning patients away.
Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. Since then, businesses and individuals worldwide have been affected. North Korea today launched a ballistic missile that flew about 700 kilometers over the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reacted. He said despite strong warnings from the international community, North Korea once again went ahead with a missile launch. He said it's absolutely unacceptable and we strongly protest against it. The launch came just days after the election of a new South Korean president and as U.S., Japanese, and European militaries are gathering for war games in the Pacific. World Health Organization says the Democratic Republic of Congo once again facing an outbreak of the contagious and deadly Ebola virus. Congo's health minister says three people have died in the northeast of the country. This is the first outbreak of the virus in the DRC since 2014 when 49 people died of Ebola. Elsewhere, 11,000 died that year. This is VOA News.